he knew that Baba was not available at this time of the day or something like that. So in a very posh car, they just rushed inside Guru Prasad and came. And the two people who really wanted to be in presence of Baba, means the cinema, means the actors and actor and actress, they were very gentle, quiet type of people, but very famous in their acting and all that. There was no spokesman for them. So somehow or other, they must have, he must have overheard that they wanted to see. He says, I will take you, I know him, I'll go there, I'll take you around. So he came, the first meeting was there, as if he came there as if he knew Mehr Baba for long, many decades.
But he'd never met him.
But never met him before. That's how we were introduced to him, I'm Captain Ram Gopal and this and that. All right, so when he came to Baba, naturally that means he could come again and again and again. He used to come every now and then to Guru Prasad and all that. And as usual, as I told you, he had that gift of gab, you see. So he had gone gabbing, you know, what do you call gabbing, is the right word?
Gabbing.
So he'd gab. And it was a nice, Baba liked all the sort of thing, humor and everything. Baba was very live. He wouldn't mind you all taking lime rickies and all that sort of thing. It's only I who would do that. So he was very good. So he liked it. And he felt himself coming closer to Baba. And he used to take advantage about it. And yeah, he felt himself privileged. It was good. Each one felt himself privileged. Anybody. You all would feel that way. Because to each one, Baba appeared to take a particular interest in each one. Like now George, he would feel that Baba loves him in the whole crowd. To me it appears, oh, there's nobody besides me that he loves. It's like that. You see, it's a fact. It's
Baba
a fact.
Would give that impression.
Not impression, but it is so. Because he is each one, you see, that's how it is. And that is one of the traits, the sign of the God-man. Yeah. So that's how each one felt. So he also felt that way, and it is justly, rightly, it was right. Now one day he tells Baba, he has renounced the world, mind you, he is a sannyasi. You know, that gown that he wears, Ram and Sita, it's a sign, outward sign. So all of a sudden he comes with this news, breaks this news to Baba, whispers, and I being by his side, well, you know, eavesdropping is there. So I heard, this is Baba, may I bring my wife? Oh, I said, he still has a wife there now. So that's good. So Baba says, wonderful. It's good. Why not? And all are coming here. Why shouldn't you bring it? Bring her. So he says, when will it be right for me to bring? Anytime, Baba said. Why should Baba fix a time? Anytime you want to come, but when the people are there, naturally, when I am available, you should come. Not at any time when I am relaxing or anything. So come when the crowd is there. He said, well, he was very happy that Baba gave him permission to bring. Not that Baba had stopped him from bringing, but he was that type of a person, because he has now put in a word to Baba that his wife is coming. So naturally special attention will have to be on his wife, because he has already spoken of it. You see how the tactics is there. Well, wonderful. We are very happy. I was eager to see his wife, what sort of a wife he must be having to put up with his verbosity. So I was happy. Well, we'll see. And sure enough, the next day, it was a weekend day, Sunday, and the whole hall, a huge hall, was packed. And when I say packed, means what? I tell you, without exaggeration, even the walls, you know, with the vapors of people collected over there, you'll find little beads of vapor over there on the polished wall, you know. Painted walls, you'll feel that. You can just do it, just as in a mirror you can do it. It's like that. Because of the crowd there. It was all packed. And women would sit on one side, men on one side, and hardly there would be a little passage, you know, for anybody to come in. Baba would sit at the very end of the hall, and from there he could see right across. It was about 2 furlongs, mind you, the main road, because it was so built. There was that huge hall, and beyond that hall there was the fountain, and beyond the fountain there was the driveway, approach road, and the gate. So you could see everything. And by his side I would be there to interpret. And the crowd is full and all that. people had come from different parts of the country and all that, they were there. Now, and bhajan, Baba, like music, singing, somebody would tell a joke or something like that. It was all nice, nice informal meeting as usual with Baba. There comes a time, a man, surely we can find out from a distance with that robe with Ram and Sita. Oh, captain has come. Baba points out that man has come. So I see, and sure enough, there is a lady by his side in sari. Now, this man is so anxious to get his wife so close to Baba, so he comes and he beckons her. Come inside, don't hesitate. She was not a lover of Baba, but he wanted that she should come. So come inside. So she comes shyly and all that. So then he is signing, beckoning. Come inside. Unfortunately, what happened is that the crowd is, the hall is full of crowd. There's no room, there's little passageway, so he tries to wind his way, but backwards, having his back towards Baba. He should have turned, but then he wouldn't be able to get his wife. Hurry up, because the crowd is there. So well, he goes on, backing, till he came all the distance right from the... And I'm watching, and the music is going on, and Baba is having his chat and informal talk. It's all going on there. And I'm keeping a watch over this man backing all this distance with his wife, you see, calling his wife. And a stage came when he was hardly 5 feet away from Baba with his back to Baba, which is very unusual. Nobody has his back on Baba. So well, he came. I thought that he'll take a turn now. He'll take a turn. Any moment he'll take a turn. But no, he is so engrossed, you see, in wanting his wife come close to Baba, right at his feet. So he goes on, backing towards Baba. And he came. So Baba was like this on his seat, you know. So he was enjoying and passing remarks and all this. So he comes so close. And I'm watching. Because I'm there supposed to not only interpret, but to keep a watch over everything. So coming. So from here, Baba tries to straighten his back, you see. Another. So Baba has... there's no room now for Baba to back out, you see. But he is backing. He's backing so close. So he has come so close to the nose of Baba. His fanny is so close. So I had no other opportunity to do anything. I said, I'm trying to tell him that Captain Rajgopal, well, Ram Gopal, he'll be... Well, she'll come. Don't worry. I'm telling him. But he can't hear because of the crowd and music and all that. So he came. So I couldn't do anything except just give a little, because this, it has come here. Baba is here, like with his head like this. So I had no other thing to do except just give a push to him like that. And unfortunately that push, I don't know, I must be having greater strength at that time. But that totally imbalanced that man, you see. And he fell in the lap of a woman sitting there. And he was so infuriated, that he's there like that, you see, he has fallen like that. And from there he shouts at me. He is really very angry. And he says, shame on you to act like this. Is this the way that you receive visitors to Meher Baba? Is this the way that I have called my wife and this is the way you treat us? And he went on, and all of a sudden there's pin drop silence. And Baba is just looking.
The music stops, everything.
Everything, his wife is just stunned, you see. And you know, captain means they have a loud voice, you know, captains in the military. So he started haranguing, you see. And I just kept quiet. I just said, I'm so sorry, I said. No amount of your saying sorry will help me. I said, pardon me. That is not the way, but you should remember how you should treat us. And so Baba then all of a sudden says to me, says, why did you do that? Baba is now trying to make him feel that he's very upset on me. So he says, come on, bow down to him. Bow down to him and ask his forgiveness. So I then, in the midst of the whole crowd, bowed down to him. I said, pardon me, Captain. I am really sorry for having done this and all that. Barbara, what do you do? I'm very sorry to you. So what happened is, this is how it was. Well, and in spite of it, he never forgave me.
Really?
Yeah.
He's suffering from it now.
Poor fellow.
He has that weight in his heart now.
but because it was humiliation for him also.
But did, now when Baba did things like this to you, did he ever give a little wink or any inkling?
No,
never.
No.